June 30th is Underkoffler's last day with the city. He'll be paid just under $80,000 to step down from the job and agrees not to sue the city and its officials for damages or court costs arising out of his termination with the city. During Monday's meeting, Mayor Al Dwyer turned down a request by Councillor Melinda Hofstad to talk about the termination in public.
She wanted to have a public discussion of the termination of Richard Underkoffler, and I just feel that that would have led us into another lawsuit. We don't need that. It's up to Richard Underkoffler to allow us to do that, and he hasn't given us that permission, so that's why I refused that request.
The council had a closed-door executive session about the manager during its June 15th meeting. It was at that meeting that the council voted to end Underkoffler's employment. Hofstad said she did not want to talk about the executive session.
What I wanted to discuss was not the things that were limited that would cause a lawsuit, but what I did want to discuss was things like mediation and what happened to that and the cost of this for the public. But I will defer to your concern about a lawsuit. But
thank you.
The vote was unanimous to approve the agreement to end the contract with the manager. The council also voted to hire an interim city manager who will be different from whomever they find to take the job on a permanent basis. A committee of three councillors will sort through interim manager candidates, and they'll be working from a list provided by the Alaska Municipal League. Councillor Hofstad voiced her support for an interim manager.
We've got some real problems with our city, and I think somebody coming in, hopefully who could build some consensus and bring some peace to this situation would be very beneficial before we would bring in our permanent city manager. So that's why I worded it that way. And I know the Lutheran Church does this as a matter of course when they change pastors, even if there isn't a problem. That's kind of something that they do, and I think it's a good thing. They always bring in an interim pastor to just smooth over things, get things on an even footing, not saying they weren't before, but they do that as a matter of course so that the new person can start with a more fresh plate. And also, I did call the list from AML of potential interim managers just to see who's available, who isn't. And some of those people aren't available, but their advice was that it's very beneficial to have an interim manager, particularly when there is a lot of conflict going on.
Councillors agreed they needed to move quickly to fill the interim job. Names listed as available interim managers from AML include Wrangell manager Bob Prunella, Marvin Yoder, a former manager in Galena and a current finalist for the Wrangell Borough job, as well as Ed Pefferman, who was Petersburg's manager during the 1980s. The council's committee hopes to make a recommendation to the full council by next Monday's meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.